Sodor Stories. From the island of Sodor straight to your home.
Bullseyes by Reverend W. Audrey. Read by Toby Yelland. Toby the tram engine has cow catchers and side plates. They helped to prevent animals from getting hurt as they stray onto the line. Daisy thought they were silly. She said Toby was afraid of getting hurt. "I'm not," said Toby indignantly.
"You are? I've not got stupid cow catchers, but I'm not frightened. I just toot, and they get out of my way."
"But they don't," said Toby simply.
"They would with me. Animals always run when you toot and look them in the eye."
Even bulls?
"Even bulls," Daisy said confidently.
Daisy had never met a bull, but she purred away quite unconceited. At the level crossing, cars waited behind a gate to let her pass. She tooted at the farm crossing, and the horse and cart halted as she went by.
"Phew," she said. "It's easy. I just toot and they all stand aside."
At the next station, a police officer was waiting.
"There's a bull on the line," he warned them. "Please drive it along towards the farmer."
Daisy was excited.
"Now," she thought, "I'll show Toby how to manage bulls."
Champion wasn't really a fierce bull, but this morning he was cross. They had driven him away before he finished breakfast and tried to put him in a kettle. They pulled him, pushed him, prodded him, and slapped him. But he wouldn't go.
Moo!
He broke away and trotted down the road. He saw a fence, jumped it, and slid down the slope. Champion was surprised. This was a new kind of field. It had brown tracks at the bottom. But there was plenty of grass to eat each side, and he was still hungry.
"Ooh!"
tooted Daisy.
"Go on!"
Champion had his back turned to her. He was too busy to pay attention.
"Ooh! Ooh!"
said Daisy again. But Champion kept on eating.
"This is wrong," thought Daisy. "How can I look him in the eye if he won't turn around?"
At last he did.
"Moo," he said.
He came towards Daisy, still chewing. He wondered what she was. Daisy tooted again.
"Why doesn't he run away?"
The guard and policeman tried to shoo Champion, but he wouldn't stay shooed. As soon as they turned away, he came back.
"Moo."
He was a most inquisitive animal. "Go on, Daisy," said his driver. "He's harmless."
"Yes," said Daisy unhappily. "I know he's harmless. But does he know he's harmless? Besides, look at those horns. If I bumped into him, he might hurt me. Them. The farmer wouldn't like that."
Champion came closer and sniffed at Daisy.
"Oof,"
said Daisy. And that was that. Daisy backed hastily away. Toby was surprised to find Daisy back once more at the station. And the passengers told him about the bull. He chuckled. "Bulls always run when you toot and look them in the eye. Eh, Daisy?" Daisy said nothing. "Oh well," Toby went on. "We'd live and learn. I'd better chase him for you, I suppose." And he clacked away. But Champion took no notice to Toby's bell or whistle. He didn't move until Toby whooshed his steam. Then Toby gently shooed him along the tracks where the farmer and his men waited. Daisy had an exhausting day. Toby and Percy often met her on their journeys and thought they'd never mention bulls. They gave her pity looks. It made her cross. Her last journey ended at the top station. Some boys were on the platform. Suddenly, one of them came running, holding a paper bag.
Look, he shouted. I've got a quarter of bullseyes. I think they're super, don't you?
They shared the sweets.
Ugh, said Daisy. Keep your old bullseyes.
And she scuttled to her shed.
Mm.